Hey guys, the most amazing thing happened. It's not just to me, but it's something that happens to every single one of us in our life. The career that you have is either your career by default or because of something you did by mistake that actually led you to do something that you're doing now that you love so much. Like, for example, let's say you were never really a big speaker and then you were inspired by someone and you said, you know what, from now on, I'm going to say everything that's on my mind, right? A lot of people, they praise themselves on being a person that says whatever's on their mind. Whether or not it's rude or not rude, it's a career within yourself. You're taking upon yourself to not hold anything in. God forbid, you don't want to have any pain, you don't want to hold anything in, you're going to let everything out. We're not talking about how you say it. We're talking about, okay, start your life off, right, by not holding anything in. Down the line, you start to learn that there's better ways and nicer ways of saying things to people, right? So let's say, for example, you try and help someone out and you ended up hurting that person. And this is months after helping people. You're helping and you're helping and you're helping. And then it comes to a point where you help someone, but you stepped on them. As much as you helped them, you said something that you shouldn't have said that killed them inside. And you didn't know. So many months passed, a year, and you say to yourself, holy fuck, I said something. I helped that person. I did a huge good deed by helping that person. But I also said something that was terrible. I criticized them as well. It's not the point of criticizing. It's okay that I criticized them. But I didn't recognize that I criticized them on the spot. I didn't recognize. They had to tell me, or I just remembered after a year. It's okay. Why is it okay? Because you learned. So what did I say that in the beginning of this podcast, that a lot of people, their careers are their careers by default or because something happened to them by mistake and then eventually it turned into something good. Like, for example, let's say you end up becoming a therapist or a public speaker or a family therapist, and your sole love, the thing you care about the most, is helping people. Well, first of all, it doesn't just come out of nowhere. Like, you'll get a lot of good feedback. Oh, you helped me so much. You saved my marriage. If it wasn't for you, I'd be divorced, right? Where did it all start? It all started from that mistake. That mistake where you had that beautiful conversation where you actually saved someone's life. But out of that, you ended up offending them too. Even though they had to remind you a year later. They didn't talk to you for a year because they were mad at you. So finally, they said, you know what, maybe he doesn't realize. He helped me. I should be thankful for that. But maybe he doesn't realize. So let me go and tell Rocco C. Right? So you did something really bad, and you're terribly sorry about it. Because there's two things. You start to understand in life that there's two very important things. There's a balance. And on the balanced is two sides. One good, one bad. When you help someone out, you do something good. But what if you help someone out, but you completely smack him in the face? Like, imagine you kiss your wife in the face, and then you smack her on the other side. You kiss her on the right cheek, you smack her on the left cheek. Like, literally, you punch her. Well, forget about the fact that we shouldn't hit women, or we shouldn't hit anyone, we shouldn't hurt our spouses. It's the parable, right? It's just for the purpose of understanding. What's the point of kissing someone if you're going to hit them right away, right? Have a conversation, learn, decide. The entire conversation within you and the other person should be whether or not you want to punch them, you want to kiss them, right? Because if you want to kiss them, you're happy. If you're not sure, it's because you haven't had the perfect conversation. Give him more time, right? So what happens is we go through life making a lot of mistakes. And when you look back 10 years from now, that you realize the career you have, the thing you found, whether you're selling stuff online, or you become a lawyer, you become an attorney, or a family therapist, or a mental therapist, or a teacher, it's all because of the things that you did, that you wanted to do. A lot of them were mistakes. Like, you helped someone and you criticized them. By mistake, you didn't know. And they told you, and you realized, if it wasn't for that mistake, you wouldn't be who you are today. Because you wouldn't be able to correct yourself. That's the moral of the entire story. Don't take anything for granted and appreciate everything. Appreciate every single moment. Don't regret. Do something good and don't regret it. And if you did something bad, don't kill yourself over it. Because I guarantee you didn't do it on purpose. Alright, guys?